Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I still don't know what the hell that button, that number is. Oh, I said view menus, right? Now we shall find out who's the mastermind behind. It's just a bunch of servers. It's a server room, you idiot. I don't know why. I expected some sort of Dr. Evil lair of doom. Not a spinning egg chair in sight. There's someone inside. It's frosted glass. I can't really see who it is. I need to get a better view. This can't be what I think it is. Holy fuck. I think, all right. I know who that is. Oh, okay. She wouldn't be involved in anything like this. It must just be someone else with a similar look. You're supposed to be fucking smart. Do what I goddamn tell you. Lydia? She was behind everything. Lydia was behind Fetish Locator. Lydia's been manipulating me through the VIP program. Fuck. I better get out of here before she sees me. I need time to think this through. If you're so fucking intelligent, I need time to think this through. I need to get out of here. Grim! Otherwise, I might just punch someone. What the fuck? I can't even. The fuck did I just see? Lydia, of all the fucking people in the fucking world, what the flying fuck? Yeah, that's accurate. That sentence is accurate to what I would think if I saw that. I would have added some goddamns, though, you know. That's it. I'm done. I should probably throw this away. But I can't quite bring myself to do that. At least Stacy shut my phone off in a way that Fetish Locator can't reboot it. Fucking hell. I can't even. Yeah, well, it happened. It's real, mate. It's at this point you'll run into an old sailor. Oh, how do you do there, lad? Why are you so glum? Come here and tell old Larry all about it. I still can't believe that she's been behind all of this. And she fucking gaslit me about it in the shower this morning. Pretending like she knew nothing about Fetish Locator when she's running it. She was behind the whole damn thing. Motherfucker. She's the one that hit Colonel Mustard in the head with the damn... Did they have a hammer? No, they had a candlestick. She hit Colonel Mustard in the head with a candlestick in the fucking library. It was her. She did it. Oh, fuck. That hurt my hand more than the wall. And I don't feel any better. Fucking bitch. Where the fuck am I? Oh, there's a bar. That seems like a good idea right now. Speaking of Colonel Mustard, this is real. But I remember a long time ago looking at a real doll post to people that want custom dolls. Maybe it was a video. And I saw a face that looked suspiciously like Colonel Mustard from the actual Clue game. And I'm like, somewhere, somebody is getting their rocks off to fucking Colonel Mustard. That's what kind of society we've become. There are people whacking off to Colonel Mustard in this society. That's real. That means somebody's probably gonna get off to the Chicken Man. Well, they already made a game about him, so I don't know. But anyway, fuck, maybe I should just get the hell out of town for a while. That's it. I'm either getting drunk or getting on that bus. I mean, you could do both. You could get drunk and get on that bus. Run away with Allison and Vanessa. Surprise the judge at her house. You know what?
I drink alone with nobody but me. I drink alone.
I know. I've got terrible, terrible impersonation there. What do you have?
Good strong bourbon. Wipe away my sorrows.
Shit. What's strong and cheap? Are you thinking tequila or Lily?
Whiskey.
That depends. Who's Lily? Just a joke. Tequila it is. Okay, I'll take a bottle.
Yeah.
Okay, I need your keys. No keys, I don't drive. You're good to go. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I doubt I'll be enjoying anything ever again.
There's a tear in my beer.
Girl trouble? You could say that. She ruined my fucking life. Sounds rough. I've got some other customers, but I'll be back.
Yeah.
You didn't say it like that. No worries. Damn, this shit tastes like artificial sweetener mixed with fire. As it should. Seems thematically appropriate to my evening. That's that cheap tequila. That shit'll get you gone in no time. Fucking bitch. Ruined my fucking life. Even before we met at that damn party, she must have been setting me up. Pete's probably part of this shit. Talk about some betrayal. Fucking Kevin was the person who told me all about the app and got me signed up. I wonder how much he's involved.
Hey.
Hey, baby, I'm Tracy. What's your name? Well, I like her. You come here often? Maybe you're looking for a good time? Hello? Come on, help me out here, kid. All these fucking pigs think I'm a whore when I'm really just a horny bitch in heat. They keep threatening me with solicitation. I don't want money. I just want a hot, hard man to fuck me senseless. Hello? No? Fuck. Look, if you want to fuck me or even just want a blowjob, I'll be waiting in the men's room. Can't trust anyone. Fuck! You alright, man?
Yeah.
Whatever. Just figuring out how many of his so-called friends have been fucking me in the ass. Okay. Ambrose? Stacy? Can I fucking trust anyone right now? Is that guy just talking to himself?
Yes.
You see how much tequila he's put down already? Just leave him alone. Yeah, I guess. Isn't this a cop bar? Shouldn't someone do something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We're waiting till he's passive and then we'll let him sleep it off. Fucking cops. I should call the fucking cops on her. Manipulation, coercion, blackmail, fucking shit up. Looks like he's almost done. Hey buddy, I'm back. How you doing? Fucking cunts, man. You should know a lot of 5-0 frequent this bar.
Yeah.
They're probably cunts too. I wouldn't say that. Look, you want me to call you a taxi or something before they haul you to the drunk tank?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly where I want to go.
Yeah.
Alright, where? Friday, day 19. Did anyone get the number of that bus? Was it the 0071?
Huh?
Lydia. Lydia, what are you doing in jail? Getting you released, silly. What happened to me? Unofficially, you got drunk at a cop bar and took a swing at an off-duty police officer.
Oh,
shit. And officially? Officially, you were never here, never there, and expected never to go back there again. Is the cop all right? You missed him by a mile, but it's sweet of you to ask. So, can I get out of here?
Yes.
As soon as I tell them you're awake. Thank you for that. Why aren't you telling them that now? Because we need to talk. Then we're going to change places. What does that mean? I don't understand. You're probably still too hungover to remember, but... Why did you get smashed drunk in a random bar last night? I was angry about something. It seemed really important. Yeah, oh. You. Yeah, I did. It was all me. It was always me. I don't understand. How could you... Just seemed like a fun idea. Fetish locator? The VIP program? You've been manipulating me since the beginning.
Nope.
I didn't know anything about that until yesterday. You just said...
Hey.
Fetish locator was my idea. It was my dream. I didn't know I'd start a VIP program or promise $1 million. I just thought it'd be something fun and sexy. Hold on. I'm still a little drunk, and I'm a lot hungover, and I'm angry. Can we talk this over after breakfast or something? I can't. This is the only way I can guarantee that you'll listen to me. So you are literally holding me prisoner. I'm sorry. I just need to explain this to you. It can't wait, and I can't let you go just yet. Lovely. I guess we're past the part of trusting each other. Grim.
No.
No, go ahead. I'm your captive audience. Fetish locator was a dream of mine. It was a way to deal with my, you know, sexual desires, yet intimacy issues. To create a sex app that people would want to play, and they would provide me with an unfathomable wealth of...
Yeah.
Of amateur porn for you to fap off to? Of vicarious experiences. I could watch and learn and experience without being involved. I know it sounds ridiculous, but no one was supposed to get hurt. It never even occurred to me that anyone could get harmed by this. Jerome told me it was all secure and encrypted and 100% safe. Jerome? What did that asshole have to do with this? I'm not a tech genius. I struggle posting videos online. I needed an expert techie to make the site. Jerome was someone I thought I could trust. So Jerome's behind all this? I can break him.
No.
No. Ridley is. Ridley? Who's Ridley? Ridley's the artificial intelligence that Jerome created. What? Ridley, like Ridley Scott. Or the dragon from the Metroid games. Jerome is obsessed with everything aliens and wanted to name it Ripley, but decided the AI should be a guy. He created an AI? Is that even possible? Yeah. I mean, that's what he called it. It wouldn't pass as a human, but it runs the app. I'm so confused and angry right now, I don't know what to do with myself. Then just listen.
Hey.
This is ridiculous. You're telling me that Fetish Locator is some sort of HAL 9000 of sex and smut? Well, kinda. I mean, it would probably be easy to fix if Jerome hadn't disappeared. Where is that fucker? Kill him. I'll drag him back from hell so he can fix this Ridley bullshit. No idea. Nobody's seen him in a week. About a week. Bullshit. He was at men's party harassing the bartender. That was a week ago. Nobody's seen him since then. Min joked like she was going to kill him after that. That was a joke, right? Love, Grim, please. I need you to calm down and focus. Why? Because I need you. I need you to listen.
Nah.
Fine, so you had this dream. Jerome built a bishop and it got out of control. I think it was just well programmed to obtain sexy content for me, and it is doing that too well. Jerome is and was an asshole. I assume he created the VIP program to hurt you for rejecting his advances. Maybe. Is that all? You wanted me to listen. Is that everything you have to say?
Yes.
I mean, I guess so. Alright then. Grim, can you ever forgive me? Maybe. Maybe when you're not keeping me in a jail cell. I see. Well, I guess there's just one thing left for me to do.
Yeah?
Have the cops release me? Well, that, and turning myself in. What are you talking about? People are being lied to, and ultimately I'm responsible.
Sure.
Ethically, sure, but legally Jerome did all that. I'm responsible. I don't understand. It's just something I need to do.
Hey.
Lydia, wait. Well, this could change everything. It was fun once. What's that?
Yeah.
Fetish locator. It was fun once. Before, you know. Well, at least there's that.
Yeah.
Just don't forget about me. I'll have them release you in a jiffy. That isn't what I meant. I know. 30 minutes later, it's Stacy's apartment.
Huh?
Grim? What happened to you? Are you alright? You weren't answering any of my calls. Yeah, what the fuck? You just vanished. Guys, I'm, well, not fine, but I'm alive at any rate.
Uh-huh.
What happened? We got the code, but Hannah couldn't come with me. I went into the server room alone. It was Lydia.
What?
Yeah.
She was behind it all. She's the mastermind.
Oh.
Seriously? Fuck, why would she...
Huh?
What? How could she, after everything? I don't know.
Hmm.
What do you mean? Look, I'm not saying that she's innocent. She's behind FL. But I don't think she meant to hurt anyone.
Huh?
How does that make any sense?
Hmm.
She wasn't alone. She told me that she only had the idea for the app, but someone else actually created it. Who?
Yeah.
Jerome, but he's gone now.
Hmm.
What do you mean, gone?
Yeah.
She told me that he vanished. Oh, what a load of horseshit. Of course he vanished. She's lying out of her teeth. She handed herself in. What? When I found that she was behind it, I, didn't take it all that well.
Oh my.
What happened? My God.
Nah.
I'm alright. Just made some stupid decisions. I drank myself ragged and ended up behind bars. And when I woke up this morning, she was there. And we talked. She told me everything, got me out, and handed herself in. I don't see why she'd do all that if she was lying. Well, what now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh?
Can we just turn off this damn app? We have access to the servers, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Maybe. But first things first, I need to prepare for the exam. I can't let this fucking app destroy my life even more. What are you gonna do? Exam's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and knowing who's on the panel, I don't think I can pass this by just studying, rather.
Huh?
What? Why?
Huh.
The panel of judges are stacked against me. One hates me, one's a religious nutcase, and the other's a stickler. And I didn't exactly get a lot of opportunities to study. So I need to figure out how to get them on my side. You gonna bribe them?
Yeah.
Bribe, coerce, intimidate, whatever it takes. That's diabolical. Fuck yeah, Team America!
Okay.
We can do this. Your judges were Lewald, Norton, and Zara, right?
Yeah.
Norton's probably the easiest, then. Man's an old perv. If we can get him in a precarious position with a student, he'd do anything to keep it secret. A classic!
Sure.
Sounds good to me, but finding someone that'd be willing to fuck around with Norton would be the hardest part.
Oh.
And Lota's just... I don't even know. I've met my fair share of religious nuts, but she's something else. I feel like the best way to get to her would be to appeal to her religious side. What, does Grim have to go molest a kid or something?
Oof.
Jesus, Stacy. I kid.
Hmm.
Well, I would appreciate if you didn't finish that thought.
No.
No, not that. It just makes me wonder if you could get to her through Cynthia.
Huh.
Hmm, might be something. I'll have to see.
Yeah.
And Zara, I got nothing for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck her problem is. She practically hated me the moment she saw me. Have you tried talking with her? She seemed like a decent person. Decent enough person for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that's about all I can do to get her on my side. So I doubt that's gonna happen, but it can't hurt to try, I guess. Well, no rest for the wicked. I better get to it then. I need to cram a semester's worth of knowledge into my head in a day. Oh, by the way, do you still have the clothes I left here?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they should be in the drawer somewhere around here. Huh. Great, I want to get out of these.
Hey.
I'm sure you'll make it work. You always pull through.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, we'll try to see what we can do about Fetish Locator and Lydia. I'm sure we can get back in there and see if there's a way to shut it down or something. Damn, I'm still drinking this Oktoberfest beer. That's how it's sat in there for a while. I don't know what I would do without you two. Daisy. Hey, dummy, you busy? No, what's up? Can you come over? Is everything all right? Everything's fine. I just want you to come over. Now, who the fuck is this? Oh, Daisy. Yeah, I like Daisy. All right. I'll be there. Sends a gif of a child. A gif. It's not peanut butter. Sends a gif of a child doing a happy dance. I forgot to ask Ambrose while she's here. 45 minutes later.
Hey.
Boy, that didn't sound gay. Hey. Daisy. Oh, thank goodness. I was starting to fear you wouldn't come.
Sure.
I mean, I know this sounds weird, guys, but for some reason I just like the girl with the heart condition. Gotta be real careful. In real life, that's the last kind of woman I could be with. Because you have to be real careful. Like, you do. You have to be real careful. Remember, her heart, she can't get too excited or she'll faint. That's a real deal, man. I'm kind of naked. Seems like a normal state for Daisy. I wonder what's up with her. Well, as far as I can see, you're completely hidden under your bed sheets. I'm also kind of bound. Something happened? Who did this to you? Oh, I did. Only, I kind of locked myself up and don't have the key. Also think I might have something for light-skinned chicks. I don't know. Because if anybody saw the leap of faith, you know, the girl I picked there, and I'm also picking Daisy. It's like, man, you might have worked in the black community for too long, Grim. Well, I don't know. I'm getting an interest in these light-skinned, what do they call light-skinned girls? Oh, really? I'm completely nude under here, cuffed and exposed, waiting for you. Let me guess, you don't expect me to find the key? Nope. Wonderful. Oh, dearie me. Master, whatever will you do with me? There are so many delicious possibilities. The real question is, which will I do to you first?
Huh?
What do you think if I do this? Let me show you. Well, looks like we're getting right into it, folks. Been a lot of drama and not a lot of this. But what do you mean? I fucked the professor last episode. Ignore me. I don't know what I'm talking about. I do want to know the story of the diamond. Damn. Daisy, that feels amazing. Although, given the situation, I want to try something else. I mean, at least we get some music. Again, I've said this 100 times, but that's what's missing from porn. The music. And this became apparent when I watched, what was it, Casino something. Not Casino Royale, that's the James Bond movie, but Casino something. I can't remember the name of it. It was supposed to be a big budget, or a larger budget, story-driven porn movie. Like in 2024, right? And they do the scene and all, and for me, it's just kind of boring, because there's no music, there's no atmosphere, and it all seems like kind of forced. And yeah, that's fine, you know, it's porn, it's gonna have a little bit of, you know, that fake fantasy kind of thing. Like, you can tell it's not as great as she's making it out to be. But if you had some music in the background, like, I'd be the first person to go to the whole damn porn industry and be like, can you bring back the music? And you're gonna say, why? Well, there's this whole genre of games that you guys aren't aware of. And they put music in their scenes, and I love them more because they have music. And you're like, do people really want us to put the music? Yes, people want you to put the music back. It's so fucking boring. It's like, the sex isn't enough. You need tunes. Yes, I need tunes. I tell you, if I had the ability, I would go back through a lot of these scenes. And I would put music in the background of these actual porn videos and be like, this dude's on a mission. And like, you would see hundreds of videos. They're all like, it's all got music. What the hell? Are you crazy? Yes. I will bring it back. I will bring it back by force. It's like, shit. There's nothing like the music. We gotta have some beats and a guy playing guitar when you're fucking, you know, it just, and they even did a fucking poll, guys. No, they literally did a poll. This is real. They basically asked people that listen to rock kind of music, what is your favorite band to have sex to? And everybody said Deftones. So the Deftones music is being played while people are having sex, right? Because they consider it sex-fueled music. People get kind of horny and randy when they're playing it. It has that kind of erotic notion to it. So people clearly want music while they're having sex. This needs to be put forth to the industry. Oh, fuck. I could climax just like this, but I don't want to waste this opportunity. Should we take it slow?
Yes.
If I'm going to go, make it worth it. Well, she wants it. Well, don't kill her. You know, I mean, that would be... She was a good girl. Always had a smiling face growing up. What do you have to say, Grim? Well, I didn't expect it was gonna end like this. She was so happy. I remember her last moments. It's like, shit, Grim, get on with it, goddammit. We don't have all night. That stuffed animal there, he looks pretty happy. She's not necessarily holding him with her legs, but she can do that. Well, I don't know. She probably doesn't have the stamina. I mean, you have to be careful with her. I got all these women, Grim. You had to pick the one with the heart condition. What can I say? Well, you have to be easy with her, too, because, you know, he's got a lot going on. Slow and steady wins the race. Fuck me hard and deep, she says. Oh, wow. I can really get all up there. I can really get all up in there from this position. Balls deep. Hell yes. All right now, Grim. You gotta be careful. She seems to be enjoying it now. Fan's got the smallest balls. I mean, he must after all the damn women he's banged. The balls, there ain't nothing there. It's gonna be dirt. Dust come out. Ain't gotta worry about getting none of them pregnant. Okay, so she is holding him a little bit with her legs. At least she's enjoying it. Come with me, Grim. Fuck, yes! I don't know where all that came from with balls that small. I don't know where... I don't get it. That was amazing. You're amazing. Well, they had fun. And heart did not explode, so things are great. I suppose I should find those keys. No worries, there's a safety release. Naughty girl, you didn't tell me that. I did my best to forget it. You seem kind of stressed when you got here. Do you feel better now?
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a day, but yeah. I think you were just what the doctor ordered.
Hey.
Speaking of which, I need to show you something. Oh no. Was he watching everything? Who? Charlie.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Grim, be cool. We have to explain this calmly and try not to traumatize the poor guy. What? It's okay, Charlie. What you saw was perfectly natural. And you're so funny. You were saying you needed to show me something? My bucket list. Boy, Santa Claus is watching that, too. Somebody's on the naughty list.
Oh, I saw! I had a run-in with a Trojan man!
Don't mind me. Continue your fornicating. You're fornicating, eh?
Ah, continue on with your fornicating, I'll get the
whatever. I just need to pack a few things. We're at a pause in the fornicating, but I appreciate your approval. I've got another round in me if Dahlia wants to join in.
Uh-uh.
Not today, but thanks for thinking of me. He's just being silly. Bad Grim, no biscuit for you. Ha. Huh. Ah, sorry, I was distracted by your roommate. What did you say the list was? A bucket list. Oh? A list of things you want to do or achieve before you kick the bucket. Yeah, that's a great movie called Bucket List. I highly recommend you guys watch it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's got Morgan Freeman in it, too. It's kind of dark, but I understand. So what's on your bucket list?
Oh.
Oh, lots of fun things.
Hey.
Can't wait to hear what they are. Okay, so, geez, this is kind of silly, isn't it?
No.
Not at all. I'm really interested. Are you sure?
Hey.
It's a good list. Just tell them what's on it. Okay, well, the first item on the top of the list.
Yeah?
I've never been skydiving.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'd like to train at one of those indoor skydiving places first, but I really want to jump out of a plane for real sometime. Lady, you have a heart condition. Huh, what's next on the list? I want to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
There's a casino not far from here.
Uh-uh.
No, it has to be Las Vegas. It's got to be epic. Makes sense. What would you do there? A lot of things, but the main one is that I want to bet $1,000 on a single spin of the roulette wheel.
Whoa.
I gotta admit, that'd probably be on my list, too. If I wasn't certain, I'd just quickly lose $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I lose, I did it. There's so many possible universes. I'm sure that in some of them I win and some I lose, but in both possibilities, I'm better off for doing it. I don't know much about roulette. What kind of bet are you thinking of making? I wanted to ask you about that. Should I bet everything on something like red, black, or odd, even, or go something riskier like a corner bet or a single number? What's a corner bet? Any four numbers on the board that touch. For example, 16, 17, 19, and 20 all come together in a single point. Kind of like Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico all share a border at four corners. Cool, sounds like that'd be an interesting bet to make.
Yay!
Thanks. What else is on the list? Denali, but there's something I wanted to ask you about.
Huh.
Well, everything on my bucket list has something in common. You mean that each could trigger a fatal heart attack given your condition? Well, two things in common, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Go on. When I imagine doing them, you're always right there with me.
Oh?
I know I shouldn't expect, well, you know. Go ahead, I'm not sure exactly what you're saying. I mean, well, I know I'm not your only conquest, probably not even the main squeeze at the moment. I know there are other women, I'm okay with that. Honestly, it just makes you more attractive. At least she admits it. Good to know, but I know I shouldn't expect you to drop everyone and everything to go with me. I know it'd be really selfish of me to even ask that of you, but, you know... Maybe given the circumstances, I mean, I don't have much time. Maybe, just maybe, I could be selfish about this?
Wow.
I mean, just wow. I'm not certain what to even think about this. I mean, I've known about your medical condition for a little while now, but you're so full of life that it hasn't really hit me. I don't want to rush things and make a mistake. What are you worrying about? I mean, you're so full of life, you might have years.
Mm-hmm.
True, or could be days or weeks. Oof. Fuck, this is hard. If you want to say no, I can live with that. It's not that. It's definitely not that. I just don't know how to say yes to this. I know I'm asking for the best days of your life, that you spend them with me. It's not about that. It's about responsibilities, priorities, choices. I'm not sure I'm capable of making this serious of a decision right now. Her mother is rich. What? We're not rich. Upper middle class, maybe, but that's not the same.
Yes.
But your mother, she's a small business owner.
Yeah.
But how many businesses? Can we not talk about this right now? I'm trying to talk to Grimm.
Huh?
He's a business management major, right? I'm just saying there's nothing he's going to learn at that college that your mom couldn't teach him.
No.
It's not like that.
Yes,
it is. He's worried about finishing college, getting his degree, and making a life for himself. I'm just saying, is that it? Are those responsibilities and priorities you're talking about, or is it someone and something else? Fuck, how did I get here? I'm way too young to make a decision this heavy and life-altering. On the other hand, well, the cards are on the table, and it's time to call, raise, or fold. What the fuck am I gonna do? Alright,
So we got a whole ending that we're gonna unlock here.
Hey.
It's you and me until the wheels come off. I hope you'd say that. So we're ending with Dahlia? Or Dahlia. No, we're not ending with Dahlia. Dahlia will be there, but we're ending with Daisy. This isn't the only end. You did see it said ending number 11, right? There's a lot. There's a lot of endings in this game, guys. So, are we going to end it here? Are we going to do a little more? I don't know. I really don't know. And the reason for that is we've got so many other games. And we really, really, really want you guys to, like, buy this one so you can explore the rest. It's all right. Is it all right if we cuddle for a bit longer?
Yeah.
Of course, as long as you want. I love you. I love you too. Here we go. Red Diamond. 20 years later. 20 years later! She lived a lot longer than we thought. Or maybe she didn't. Is that her? Still alive?
Hey.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Hey.
It's okay, I'm so happy to see you, Dad. Dad?
Yeah.
It's good to see you, kiddo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could have said this earlier, but you picked a good restaurant. Your mom would have loved to eat here. Oh my God, that's her daughter. I used to come here all the time when I was going to college.
Yeah.
Then you'll have to tell me what to get. I don't think I ever actually got food here. Then, what'd you do here? Oh, okay. So her name was Daisy, and they named their daughter Lily. I studied, sweetie. Studied with my Spanish study group.
Yeah.
Sure, Dad, sure. Speaking of studying, how's university?
Great.
It's good. I'm actually at the top of my class in English writing, and I've got this really exciting lecture on astrology. That's good. Staying out of trouble? Only as well as you and Mom would have. God, I hope that's not true.
Why?
Thank God.
Hey.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to check. Just the two of you this afternoon?
Yeah.
That's right. Great. Can I get a drink order started for you? I'll have a glass of wine. And
yeah.
Same for me. You have to go back to uni.
Nah.
A little bit of wine won't hurt, Dad. Be cool. Two glasses of wine? Red, okay?
Yes.
Sounds great, thank you.
Hey.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on? Just missing Mom. I miss her too. I wish she could have been here today.
Uh-huh.
I know, me too. I just hope she's proud of me. I don't think you have to be worried about that. Daisy, your mom, would support you no matter what you did.
Hey.
You know, I've always wondered, how did you and Mom meet? Well, that is a whole story.
Yeah?
Well, we have a whole lunch to talk about it. Okay, well, where to start? When I was in college, there was this app. Maybe I'll skip some of that. Please, I don't need to know about everything you did in college. You're probably right. Let's just say that me and your mom had a mutual friend. Which isn't exactly a lie. That's right. Didn't you meet through that one lady, the flower from the murders? Dahlia, you're right. Kind of. I met Dahlia because of my roommate, Pete. Love at first sight? In a way, I always knew your mom was special. We had a lot of fun when I was in college, but that was also around the time she started to learn about her illness. It was tough, but I think that if it wasn't for your mom being sick, you wouldn't be here today. What do you mean? Well, I think it was maybe after the second time I went with your mom to the doctor. I went over to see her and... Well, I talked, and she told me about her bucket list.
Huh?
Mom had a bucket list? Oh boy, did she. She wanted to go skydiving and gambling and climb a mountain? Mom climbed a mountain? Yep, I was there with her. You climbed a mountain? What's so difficult to believe about that? I love you, Dad, but I've seen you get tired from walking up the stairs. Hey, I was a lot more active when I was your age. Yeah, yeah, so you and Mom, we started working through a bucket list. And then, wait, you're just gonna skip over the bucket list? I guess. You're just gonna drop that your mom climbed a mountain on me and not tell me more? I'm just trying to keep the story short.
No.
I want to know the whole story. Plus, you said it's the reason I'm here. Okay, I'll tell you the whole story. Okay, so your mom and I talked and she invited me to join her on her bucket list tour. What'd you do first? I think we started with skydiving. There was a place like an hour away we could go to.
Wow.
So you and Mom actually jumped out of a plane?
Yeah.
We did. It was exciting and terrifying. I don't think I've had a more intense Dad! Sorry, that's right. Skipping some of the details. Skydiving. What was after that? Well, the next part of our trip meant that we had to fly to Italy.
Nice.
That sounds so romantic, Dad.
Nah.
It was all your mom's idea. Daisy was a dreamer and so passionate about what she wanted. I just helped her when I could.
Yeah.
I bet she appreciated it.
Sure.
I think she did. Did you spring for first class tickets? Not quite first class, but the service was definitely first class.
Oh my.
What do you mean, Dad? Going in, I was a little stressed out about the long plane ride. But as it turned out, that was the day your mom and I joined the Mile High Club. Alright, we're right ahead. It feels strange getting into a plane that we're not gonna jump out of now. I still wish we could have tried nude skydiving. You know, I'm pretty sure that the instructor was just pulling your leg. No one actually does that. Maybe, and it's probably for the best. Imagine my poor girls bouncing and flapping around as we fall like 120 miles per hour. They'd end up all droopy. I don't know about that. Those pups are sturdy as hell. What are you doing? You're gonna get us in trouble with the flight attendants. Or worse, an air marshal. Air marshals don't exist. You watch too many movies. I do not, and they totally exist. Feels like you can't control yourself around me. You know the feeling is very mutual. Easy, Tiger. We have a whole flight ahead of us. Nervous? Not at all. I just have to keep one of your hands on lockdown so it doesn't get into trouble. Totally not a nervous flyer. Venice, here we come. You awake? Keep trying to close my eyes and my body won't play along. Maybe I can help it get nice and relaxed. I was just thinking, this is perfect. It really is, a flight across the ocean with the best girl in the world. Ah, that's so sweet, Grim, but I actually meant this is perfect because there's no one close to us. There's like no one close to our seats, which means we can... we shouldn't do it, but you want to. I can already tell how bad you want to. I do, I really do. And I don't want to waste the opportunity. You know that joining the Mile High Club is on my list. Be still, my beating heart. What do you think about that? I fucking love you. Make sure to pay attention. You're gonna have to be my eyes for a little bit. Good. And good there. All clear. Oh boy. There we go. You're already getting so nice and hard, you're not shy, even on an airplane. You bring out the best in me. You okay? Perfect. Just take care around the family jewels. The straps for the parachute were digging in at the worst angles. Aha, okay. Luckily for you, I know how to be careful. Face the window. Yes. You can't watch like this. I don't care. This slutty body needs attention. Yes. Yes, it does. Oh, baby. She's dripping like Niagara Falls. Today that tongue is the hardest working part of your body. We're just getting started, darling. I need more, baby. I'm burning up. Please fuck me. I need you inside me. Shh. Please, Grim. Here we go. Muffled moaning. So it's a real light moaning. Y'all wouldn't be surprised I have music like this on my playlist. There's a few retrowave guys that kind of do music like this. And Myrone did some stuff like this too. He did a few records. Just a few. He doesn't do that kind of stuff anymore, but he did a few records like this. David Bowie even did a record like this back in the early 90s, where it's very, I would say, porn music influence. Yeah, a lot of people didn't even realize, like, after the era, was it the 60s, maybe 70s, something like that. Like, I guess you could say the Heroes era for David Bowie, like, everybody dropped off. But he made some really good stuff in the 90s. And one of those first records he made, it had a lot of that whole porn. It's like that late 80s kind of going into the 90s sound. It's just perfect. Absolutely perfect record. Front to back. I can't even name the record. But it's good. It's... Again, it's his very first 90s record, probably 93. If you guys like music like this, legitimately, you'll probably like that one. It's good. And it's not, there's not a lot of singing on it. Oh my god, this is awesome. You're tighter than usual. Give it to me. I gotta plug her up or the whole plane will hear us. Oh my. Uh-oh. That was too close. Yep, we have to be careful at this rate. I'm gonna explode and pump a gallon of cum inside you. Sounds like an exaggeration. Duh! It's not what it looks like. I'm just helping her look for an earring. Younger people are always so talented. You can have sex and look for lost jewelry at the same time. What are you gonna do to us? Well, I haven't quite decided yet. I could throw you off the plane, but then no one wins. What if you two let me join you, and then I forget all about this flagrant airline violation?
Well, I wouldn't turn down that.
Surely you can't be serious. I am serious, and the name's Janet, by the way.
And don't call me Shirley.
What about the other passengers? They'll be fine. All we have to do is make sure not to bump into anyone. And we just have to make sure your boyfriend doesn't hose everyone down when he takes off, if you know what I mean. What do you think, Grim? A mile-high threesome sounds even better than the mile-high club. Exactly, so how about I show you the in-flight entertainment? Now let's see what we have to... Sweet spirit of St. Louis. You're a lucky woman. I'm a lucky man. Oh, yeah. How do you like the service our attendant is providing? Oh my god, I gotta make sure I give this airline a great review. Let's get this bad boy ready. I do like that the guy here, you know, he's got a more realistic version of a large dick, you know, aside from the NLT media, I mean, I don't know, that guy, he always makes him like fucking hamburger meat. Like, you know, when you go buy hamburger meat at the grocery store, it comes in those big old... That's pretty much what he does, and it's just so unrealistic. But that is more realistic. Like, that's fairly close to me. And I've done adult content before, so yeah. That was pretty popular. Well, if you want to be the official Mile High Club members, you know where you gotta go. The bathroom. You sure about that? Positive. Besides, if your rocket fires off here, there's no way we keep that under wraps. I'm getting so horny. Green light, let's go. This is gonna be a tight fit, and then some. Yes! Give it to her, you stud. Oh my god. Oh baby, you're getting me so wet. That's it. Fuck your cute girlfriend. Spit on my foss? Spit on my foss? What was that? Spit on moi. Come again? Spit on my face. Moans happily. Really? That's what you enjoy? I mean, to each their own. Would I do it if asked? Yeah. Feel weird. I'd laugh a little bit. They're like, don't laugh. It's like, look, I'm sorry. It's just, I've never been asked that before. She's so kinky, I might explode just listening to her. Well, go for it. Now, those are fake boobs, and they are perfectly fine. I have no problem with those. But I absolutely gotta test out the percussion. How did you find a fox like her? Mutual friends. Then we went over to a sex party right after. It was love at first sight. Ah, true romantics. I'm so jealous. Oh, fuck. Grim, right there. Oh, fuck. Breathless. You saw! TP was here. He'd say something really inappropriate. I think it's turn. It's turn.
Nice.
Nice, she got you so wet. I think you could try out something real special. Anal Airways welcomes you all aboard. Well, why don't I? Damn. What? Why? Eh, whatever. I don't know. It's almost 4 a.m. My brain's like, fuck yes. I've made a huge mistake. Oh yeah. Sharp moaning. Easy, remember, we're trying to be secret. Mumbles in agreement. Oh my god! Oh god, she looks so hot like that. So fucking big. Does she feel good, babe? Why don't you show her how we do things back home? Great idea. Fuck me, she gets so tight when she comes. Janet, I'm fucking close. Take it out. Gulp, gulp. That was amazing. Ah, that was child's play. If I see you two on the return flight, maybe I can break out my hidden toys. Sounds good. For now, I think you should get cleaned up. Yeah, watching you suck down all his cum was riveting, but even a half-asleep passenger would notice. Say no more. I'll see you two out there. That was amazing. How much longer? Just a little under 10 hours. Oh my god. Dad? Huh? You never told me what it means. The Mile High Club, you said Mom and you got in on that trip and just kind of smiled and chuckled. Oh, sure, yeah, the Mile High Club. You get into it by ordering a club sandwich and fish while you're flying. That sounds pretty easy. Kiddo, you don't know the perils that come with eating fish on an airplane. A Day in Venice. Okay, so this is weird, but I think we're gonna get multiple scenes with her as part of the ending. Let's see. Moving on. 10 hours later, and we were finally in Europe, the old country. We made it to the hotel and slept like a log. Later on, we took in the city. There we were, just two souls entwined together exploring the sights. What was it like? Incredible. When you grow up in the suburbs, you get used to your surroundings. Here, the surroundings all had one name, water. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. A whole new world. And I got to share every moment of it with your mother. It's just water, Grim. A buttload of water. How does this place work? It looks like you just float away into the sea. It works by magic. Really? I mean, maybe a little. That and original design. They planted huge trees into the bottom of a lagoon. I think around 10 million. No way. Yup, the founders planted huge stakes made of trees into the ground beneath sea level, and they built from there. So even though it looks like the city is floating, it's built on platforms designed to stand the test of time. Incredible. How do you know all this? My grandmother traveled here a lot of times, and she'd always come back and show us pictures and tell about her adventures. Venice became this amazing place in my mind. I wanted to go with her, but I'm very pleased getting to come here with you, handsome. Life's like that. Always likes to take us for a ride. Yep, but that's why I'm so glad to be here, Grim. Even if I couldn't make it with my family, being here with you means the world to me. Check it out. There must be a festival going on soon. That shop is full to the brim with masks. Lead on, mon chéri. Ha ha, that's French, Grim. I love your mask. Thanks. Yours is perfect, but it's a crime to hide that beautiful mug. Come here, Robicalda. I don't know what she's saying, but I like the way she's saying it. Isn't that sweet? Daisy? Hey, what's up? I was just thinking about happier times. Happier times? Yes, the first night we started getting to know one another. Yeah, my first fetish locator party. Yes, it was magical, but I wasn't even thinking about the party. I was thinking about what it was like back then. Those nights I could just be Double D. I could leave Daisy behind. I don't understand. During the parties, I'd be someone else. Someone who could put on a mask and an amazing dress and just be free. Then you stepped in. Good thing, too, you were there when I fell, even when you found out what's happening to me. You never let me fall again. Being with you, I can still have the fun, but I don't have to hide anything. I know that no matter what happens, they'll always be there to catch you. Exactly. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go all maudlin on us.
Sure.
I know. Here, follow me. Where are we going? Onto the canal. I just saw a gondola open up.
Hey.
Welcome to Nico Falcone Taxi, or NFT as I like to call it. You think he's got tokens? Oh, definitely. I wonder if he knows what fungible means. Of course, Nico's very fuckable. Thank you, pretty lady. This is going to be perfect. Come on, I gotta get a picture in front of the Palazzi Barbaro. Dahlia would get so jealous. Click. Gorgeous. Very chic. Any more chic and you'd be a cheetah. Hey, whoa. You good? Oh yeah, for once it wasn't my fault. Yeah, what's going on? Cosafai! Mi stai intrasciando, idiota! I don't know, I'm not Italian. I'm not Italian, I cannot do the pizza! Hey Nico, it's fine man, just calm down. Oh! Signore! Signore, I'm so sorry, my friend! Ratrasso! God, of course, mi hai fatto fare! Come over here. Yep, good idea. I better take a look. Nope, it's fine. The family jewels are fine. Just, I need a moment. I am so sorry again. These new drivers' heads are stuck in us. Right, right. It's a me, a Mario. It's fine, Daisy. I'm okay. As the number one consumer of your dick, I'll be the judge of that. Alright, when we get back to the hotel, I'll give you full access. What if I can't wait that long? Heh, here? Really? Well, we're in one of the most romantic places in the world. It'd be a waste not to make the most of it. That's romantic to check out my bruised balls? Well, I guess I can start there and see where things go. You're insatiable. What about Nico? I'm sure you'll figure out something. Hey, man.
Hello, Signor Leon. I am so sorry about the testa cacazo. How are your balls?
Yeah, good. I think balls are meh.
Balls are made of steel.
But listen, my lady and I wanted to have some private time. Do you mind? Of course, my friend. It's the least I can do. I go off and I get you two some more wine. My treat, my friend. Thanks, Nico. Just make sure not to lose my gondola. She's the number one girl in my life. Of course. Now let the nurse take care of you. I think they're gonna do the thing again. Well, we don't have time for the thing again. No, we literally don't have time for the thing again. So, if they're gonna do a whole nother sex thing, then this ending is gonna take more than one video. So, we'll see you guys back here with the second part of the ending of Fetish Locare. I know that sounds insane, but yeah, it's not over yet. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. And we'll see you next time with probably the last part of Fetish Locator before we jump into Lust Academy. Stay tuned.